Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
This is an interesting story. Natalie Brown joins us on the radio talking about child behaviour.
It sure is. It's a story we ran in last month's edition about being an introvert in an extrovert world. And we got extraordinary feedback from readers. One woman who's, she has two children, her husband is very much an introvert. So when he comes back from work, he doesn't
like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very shy. Doesn't really want to talk about it at all. She has two kids, the oldest, much like her, an extrovert. Mm. But the other, she just thought, you know, what's wrong with this kid? Of course, there was nothing wrong with this child. Yeah. He was just wired differently. And after reading the article, she realized she has an introvert. So welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you for having me on.
Now tell me, tell us about the characteristics of an introvert.
An introvert is, in children I find, they get, it's too overwhelming to put with too much stimulation. So they have sort of a few close friends, not, you know, happy playing with two or three friends instead of a big group out in the playground.
Yeah.
They're actually very good listeners because they are sort of processing exactly what you're saying. They love sort of journaling, stories, role-playing, activities they can do on their own, like painting, arts and crafts and reading, and are very sort of into sort of parallel play, which means, you know, they're quite happy to be in a group of children who are playing, but they're happy to be sort of on the side playing their own games.
Do you know, it's so interesting you say that. I recently, my son had a father's son camp, and one of the dads brought another little boy along, and he, really nice kid, but he actually just enjoyed playing with himself. You know, there was a lot of noise and stuff going on, and he just played to the side of it all.
And they have, well, the thing is they have, because they sort of, they re-energize sort of being on their own. When they go to parties, they can get quite grumpy because there's just too much going on for them sort of to process. Mm. And because they're trying to process everything sort of very carefully, they're sort of happier. Like they say, they've got great imaginations and are great at playing on their own. And they're happy. You know, people say, are they shy? Let's get them involved in the group and so on. But they're actually, you know, really enjoying themselves doing their own thing as part of a group as well, if that makes sense. So they're happy to be in the group, but not sort of being pushed to join what the group is doing.
It's interesting though, isn't it? It's like these letters we got from readers after reading the story, that it, for them it just, it all fell into place. They really could start to identify with what we had written and realise that their kids were just wired a different way.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a different wiring. It's a different characteristic, you know, people get it very mixed up. Parents will, you know, call me out and say, you know, my child is incredibly shy and won't join in the group and so on. But, you know, when I go out and watch the child and do my observations, there's no shyness there because they'll interact with me and the other children and they're not lacking confidence and they're not nervous or anxious. They just like playing on their own.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
What do those kids often then go in to be in adults? You said that they're fairly creative kids. Is it normally in creative industries and jobs?
Do you know, it varies because, you know, you can have introverts working in an extrovert field.
Yeah, we see a lot of that.
Do you in radio?
Oh, in radio, big time, big time.
Because I guess a lot of actors too, you know how you hear them, that they're kind of fairly shy, awkward people.
A lot of radio announcers appear to be extroverts but are actually very introverted. They like to be by themselves.
How do you read that then, Natalie? Because that would be quite a cover for a lot of people, wouldn't it?
I think what they do then, you know, if you're an introvert working in an extrovert environment, when you get home, you just need that time to be on your own and just recharge, you know, 15, 20 minutes without having your, perhaps your partner.
It's interesting, isn't it? Hey, Natalie, thanks for being on the show today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic.
Lots of food for thought there. Lots of mind food.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know. As she described the child, I think I'm an introvert stuck in an extrovert body.
For more details, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.